Blog Talk Radio.
Tune in to Conversations with Dr. D. Yvonne Young. Join America's leading relationship expert, top holistic life coach, and best-selling author, Dr. D. Yvonne Young, along with a diverse team of regular commentators, experts, and celebrity guests. Be entertained while being informed on the issues that affect you most. Don't miss it. Dr. D. Yvonne Young, providing you the tools you need to start living a profoundly extraordinary life.
Good afternoon, America. Today is October the 16th, 2013, and we have a very, very good program for you. For those of you that have been following us via our via blogs and other instruments, I want to, first of all, thank you. I want to say hello and send a shout-out to our audience in Canada and Australia. You guys are always listening in, as well as those of you on the island. So wishing everybody a happy hump day. I don't know why every time I see that doggone camel in that Geico commercial walking through the walking through the office going, what day is it? What day is it? But it is definitely hump day. I want to talk to you about something that is of great concern to many of us, and I think the United States Congress has made it even more of a concern because those yo-yos in there are playing with all of our wallets, not to mention our national resources and some of the things that we like to enjoy, like national parks and some federal services that many people are dependent on, like Meals on Wheels. So with that said, I'm going to urge each and every one of our listeners, especially those of you that are in the States, to bug the hell out of your elected officials and tell them to quit messing around with your life and pay the bills. Now, speaking of paying bills, isn't that something that you would like to do? I'm very sure that two things I know you don't get enough of is that one of them is probably rest and the other one is probably money. So today we're going to be talking about that with some gentlemen that I am more than honored to have on this program today. Let me give you a bit of background on these guys because it is, you know, if often when you find someone that is the child of a megastar, those kids typically are the last people that know anything about, one, managing life, and two, managing money, because it's a curse. It's like being a preacher's kid. You have never really had to struggle or fend for yourself or create revenue streams to make anything in life happen. Well, today I can tell you that that is definitely the exact opposite of the case. There is a man named Paul Mooney, and if you have ever checked this dude out, he is one of the most brilliant contemporary minds in America, and I'm going to take this even outside of comedy. Their dad, Mr. Mooney, is he has done and developed content for everybody from Dave Chappelle to Richard Pryor to so many people that, you know, if I start naming the list, it's going to read like a who's who of Hollywood. But I want to go further. Apples do not fall far from the tree from which they spawn. So today I am so honored to have his offspring, Dwayne and Daryl Mooney, on our show today. Now, let me tell you something about these guys. They are, I guess if we use the term brilliant, would be a hindered description of their contribution to culture as well as society. These guys are very much known, and especially in the inner circles in Hollywood, for being philanthropists, humanitarians, and also providing a very humorous social commentary in communities throughout the United States. They have so many aspects of how they have utilized their gifts And the entertainment circles, they've done everything from decades of special appearances on live comedy shows, interviews on many networks such as BET, UPN, the WB, NBC, CBS, Showtime, and much, much more. Not only have they been formidable in those respects, but also the Mooney twins have had associations that go back just over now. I'm not going to tell anyone's age because that will include my age, so I'm going to keep you guessing, but I will say a few names like Richard Pryor, Dick Gregory, Paul Mooney, Chris Rock, Bill Maher, George Lopez, Steve Harvey, D.L. Hughley, just to name a few. Now, here's what I want to talk about with these guys. Most of us, we have an inability to move beyond that which we can see. Sure. All of you, including me sometimes, we get caught up in these moments, and what we fail to realize is that the reality that we are looking at is a reflection of a reality that we have accepted, that we've bought into, that we've created, and that is not reality. As a matter of fact, if to go a step further, reality is perception. So America, you know, Canada, the UK, I want to ask you a question. What is your perception? Because whatever your perception is, especially of wealth, that is the reality that you have created, and that is exactly what you're living. All things begin in the unseen. Now, the problem with that equation is, what is it that you envision? Have you become so inundated with the news telling you what you can't have that you have bought into that and you have lost sight of that which you can have? Have you become so mesmerized, or should I say dismayed, by what is being written about economies all around the world, when in fact there are countries that are not as abundant in resources as probably Britain and the United States and appear to be struggling? But I assure you this, every country on this planet has prosperity. I will go a step further and say that you have an opportunity to have prosperity that you know not of. And that's exactly what my guests are going to be talking to you about today. And that's having the ability to change your condition. Now, with that stated, I would like to bring Dwayne and Daryl Mooney to the show. Fellas, are you there?
Yes, we are here, and we are loving it. We are loving what you're talking about. This is Dwayne Mooney. I'm in Hollywood.
Hey, yes. Welcome to the show, Dwayne. Where are you at, Daryl?
I'm in Lake Isabella. I want to wish everyone greetings and of abundance and prosperity to you all.
Hey, I want to thank both of you for taking time out of what I know to be very, very busy schedules to call in from different points just to share this hour with America, and as well as our listening audience around the world. I want to shut up in a second, but I'm going to start by asking first Daryl a question. Daryl, what got you guys started in enlightening people toward changing their financial condition?
Well, one of the major, you had talked a little bit about it, our upbringing in the Hollywood industry, where we saw so much fame, so much fortune, and so much fame without fortune. We saw so many celebrities and stars that we knew that our father had introduced us to, Paul Mooney, and the different folks. And we saw, again, a lot of fame without fortune. What if we mean by that? We mean that we saw people who were stars who the average person looking on the outside, the fans, literally thought these people were rich and or thought they would be rich for the rest of their lives just because they saw them on TV. Well, in reality, a lot of stars at that time were going broke. A lot of stars who you see on television are broke because they're not working all the time. You may have saw a movie or a show they did 10 years ago, and you think they're getting paid this big, 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 big money for their reruns. So, and a lot of them did not take care or manage their money properly as they became older or as they dropped off of the Hollywood scene or the public scene. So we wanted to create, if we wanted to get involved in what was abundance, what was prosperity, what was wealth really about, and how do you define wealth for yourself? And that started our road in the quest for financial freedom and total prosperity.
Got to ask this question, Dwayne. When you listen to your brother talk about what that, I know what goes through my head is I think about people like Red Fox. You know, there's so many Josephine Baker, and modern times we can go to people like R. Kelly, Jermaine Jackson. These people are faces that you may not know their name, you may not know what they sang or what they did, but you are TLC, even being another one of these groups, where you see this iconographic image of these people. You look at them, and being honest, they are either been embezzled or they misappropriated their own funds or they were spending money like Terrell Owens. Here's a guy that, you know, every season he made a 7 or an 8-figure income, and these people end up broke. Dwayne, how in the hell does that happen?
Well, you have to understand that talent does not equate with prosperity or financial IQ. One thing that happens is, Daryl and I have been a part of it, we have seen it, that you can have great talent, but you can be pushed that way and be creative and do all that. But what happens is, if you never understand financial IQ and how important that is and how it goes along with your talent, you miss part of the equation. You cannot base your reality on your talent, because you will be hot for a week, some for a year, some for 10 years. But what are you going to do when you're not hot? And this is the key, like the Bob Hopes of the world made billions of dollars, and his family still owns billions. Look at the difference between the Osmond brothers and the Jacksons. It was just an article that came out on the Jacksons and how everybody's broke and how Michael didn't leave any of his real family money. You think the Osmond brothers are starving? You think their family is starving? No, because they understood how important the financial IQ was. And what Daryl and I are doing is wanting to do the same thing, because we got tired of being great, talented comedians but being broke comedians. You see what I'm saying? Because we are conscious comedians, and Hollywood does not give conscious comedians the same respect they give regular comedy, or what we would call hood comedy. So we say we had to learn how to make money, because we had no other choice. We had to have different systems to make money so we could be happy, because it's an old saying that says money is the root of all evil. No, the lack of money is the root of all evil. If Daryl and I don't get paid this evening, you're going to see some evil twins. You see, you understand that money is good. It's a good thing. And people don't understand that, it's been created this illusion that money is negative. In fact, you see all these movies and the media pushes the rich, the super rich, are the most evil folks in the world. And then we even equate wealth with Republicans, but not so wealthy with Democrats. And Darlene, I always say that there are more millionaire Republicans, but guess what? There are more billionaire Democrats. So who really running things? Okay?
Wow.
So let's get out of this ideology of Republican and Democrat. You better be about self-help and make your own money, and don't wait on Obama to make you money, because all you have to do is look at his track record, Was he a millionaire? Was he a billionaire before he got in office? What did Obama know about money on a serious tip? So you better learn how to make money yourself and build your own wealth no matter who is in office.
You know, one thing that I definitely there were so many thoughts that came to mind as you were speaking. One of them was, and I'm going to share a little testimony. At 40 years old, my mother passed away, so I'm this only child. All my life, there's this thing I call it black wealthy, where we live in a middle class or maybe even slightly upper middle class traditional neighborhood. And for those of you that can't read between the lines, when I say traditional, I mean an Anglo neighborhood. And if you're an African American, that's a big deal, especially when I was growing up in the 1970s and the late 1960s. So, you know, all my life, I never really wanted for anything. I always had extra $5, always had, you know, something. And when mother died, there were caretakers and some of my slimy relatives created a false power of attorney. They embezzled over, a little over $300,000. So when it was the week that I had to bury my mother, I went to the bank to withdraw some money to take care of her arrangements and to just kind of get my life in order and get back to school. And when I went to the bank, everything was gone. I went to another bank, everything was gone. Check the safe deposit box. Those scoundrels had hit that thing too. And it was at that time, I wanted to get some bullets in some people's behinds, but the truth be told, God had a plan. And that was to wake my spoiled, irresponsible, spendthrifting. I was being much more concerned than how I looked and how I was behind up by having all of this stuff gone. Now, at 40 years old, I found myself literally having to start over, which was the best damn thing that could have happened to me, because at that point I learned that money does not grow on damn trees, and if you don't manage it properly and you don't have a vision for it, you will not have a dime, or in the words of my country-ass relatives, you will not have a pot of pee in and a window to toss it out of. Now, my question is, well, it's true, but here's my question, Daryl. Let's pretend, like that we really have to pretend. Let's look at 50% of Americans and of people that live in the U.K., and especially my brothers and sisters in Barbados and the Virgin Islands and the Caribbean. Let's look at the fact that, let's say, you're 35 years old. Your ass is still broke. You are making a little bit of money. But you don't have anything to show for the last 15 years of your adult life. Daryl, what in the hell do we do, or where can they start in terms of starting to accumulate wealth?
Well, first of all, brother, you start with a mindset. You see, if you have the wrong mindset, it doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are, you're going to get the improper result. If you have a consciousness of poverty, you're going to go out there and go for poverty with excellence. So what you want to do is, first of all, change your mindset. Tune into a mindset of a millionaire mind, a prosperity mind, a wealth consciousness. And that mindset is saying that I deserve wealth. Riches are for me also, and I define my own financial freedom. You see, financial freedom is different from being rich. Financial freedom is when your passive income and your residual income exceed your monthly lifestyle and your bills. Now we have to deal with what is passive income, what is residual income, because we are taught around the world to go to school, get an education so you can get a good job. J-O-B, just over broke. No rich working 9 to 5. That's why on Friday we say we hate our jobs. We say thank God it's Friday. And then on Monday we say, God dog, it is Monday. So we want to understand what passive income, what residual income is, instead of us, like we do in 9 to 5, trading our time for money. As you said, we never get rest when we trade our time for money. We want our money to work harder for us, than we are for it. So we have to change our mind state on how we're going to accumulate this money. And we have to look at things like investing. We have to look at things like relationship marketing or network marketing. We have to look at all kinds of avenues that's going to make us money while we are asleep. The biggest difference in the world, brother, is the mindset. The mindset is stop trading our time for money, because if you work 3-4 jobs, you can never get rich. You must look into financial vehicles where your money is working harder for you than you are for it.
Now, question, Dwayne, as you listen to Daryl say this, I am immediately being taken to some of the things that I've done over the last few years that have, by the way, worked, enabling and empowering me to not limit my perception on what I can attain financially. And here's my story. And, Dwayne, I'd like for you to comment on what you think about this. There's this thing that I'm a firm believer in, and that is the law of attraction. And for those of you that have been following me or some of the people that I've used as mentors, ranging from Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, a lot of these people, the law of attraction can work for you, but you have to understand, number one, how to bring these laws into submission, because all of these laws are not respected as a person. They're not respected of gender, of race, nationality. They will work for you once you position yourself for them to do so. Now, Dwayne, my question for you is, how can we get someone to change their view of what money is? Because in my opinion, Dwayne, I firmly believe this. It is just as hard to bring in the materialization $500 as it is to bring in $5,000. And I have learned there is absolutely no difference in positioning myself to where my expectation is not intimidated by my desire. So when I look at money, I was talking to a friend last night, and I made a comment. I said, you know what, there was a time when I remember being this broke-ass student, pre-med, U of H, and the person that I was having dinner with took me out to eat, and I remember looking at the bill and going, damn, that's a lot. Well, this week I had to take out an authorized sign, my attorney, the lovely Rashonda Tate Billingsley. We all went to this really nice restaurant. And to be honest with you, Dwayne, I didn't give a damn how much it cost, because I knew whatever it cost that the universe, my God, and my abilities had already provided for that. And whatever I was spending was going to come back to me tenfold. Dwayne, how do people move going from a mindset of poverty to a mindset of unlimited provision?
I'm about to go deep. Hold your hat. First thing you said was when you said money don't grow on trees. Let's deal with that first. Now, what is money made out of?
Paper.
Where does paper come from?
Trees.
So money does grow on trees. Okay? So we shift that first. Now we understand the law of attraction. Like you said, it's all because of the thing. The issue I have with law of attraction is this right here. You see the way you were raised? You automatically have it. Most people are not raised like that. They're not raised with two parents in a household who took care of things that we intuitively know how to do that. Some of us are raised with one parent in a home, maybe on welfare, don't have dreams, don't have goals. Those kinds of people cannot just deal with the law of attraction to think something is going to come to them, because it's not in their spirit and in their DNA from what they saw their parents do. So people like you, people like us, have an advantage. We can sit, meditate, dream, visualize, affirm, and it'll come, because we know how to magnetize. We know how to change our vibrational level where we can connect with that which is for us. Now, the average person may have been raised by somebody on crack. What do? They have to understand the other law. That is the law of action. And what word is in attraction? Action is in attraction. So they must take action after they visualize, create, affirm. Do all their internal work, if they burn candles, whatever they do, draw boards, creative boards, whatever they do, then they take the next step, which is the law of action. That means if I want something, if I'm dreaming about it, if I'm visualizing it, then what I have to do is find that. I have to start reading books on that. I have to start educating myself on that. Then what I do is I find a mentor who is doing it better than anybody I've seen, so I don't have to make the same mistakes. I'm going to make mistakes, but I won't make as many because now I have a mentor that's already succeeded at what I'm trying to do. Then I create a game plan so I can continue to go forward on a daily basis. Then something happens. With the law of attraction and the law of action, a momentum takes over. A belief takes over. Then you just start doing it naturally where it becomes a lifestyle. You become your dream, and your dream becomes you. And anyone can do it. You see, everybody always talks about if Daryl and Dwayne, you know, they always say, but Looney Twins, y'all rich. You from a rich daddy. Our daddy just started making money. Okay? He don't give us none. He's busy having fun himself. He's busy having fun with his own money that he worked hard for. We have to do for self. And so we have to learn the hard way, being around Richard Pryor, being around our father, being around Dick Gregory, being around all these famous folk that really don't know a lot about money, but they're around money, but they're struggling paycheck to paycheck. That means lecture to lecture or comedy show to comedy show. We had to figure out how to create wealth. We just couldn't dream it, brother. Daryl and I had to find out what the millionaires are doing. We had to find out how do they make money easily. We don't want to work hard like a West Indian and have 9 jobs and die at 50 years old because of stress and depression because we're working so hard. We had to find ways how to make money passively, how the rich make money. How do we make our money work harder for us than we do for it? Okay?
Let me add on to that, Dwayne.
Yes,
so
sir.
We talk about the law of attraction. Let's look at the law of attraction. Very powerful. A movie came out called The Secret a few years ago. The law of attraction has become almost like a religion. It is a replaced religion. It is like the church of the law of attraction out there right now. And the law of attraction is very powerful. And let's also realize the law of attraction is a law in the universe that has been working since the beginning of time. Attraction is about the law of magnetization to draw to you, to attract to you. So whatever you're thinking, whatever you're speaking, whatever your thoughts are, whatever's coming out your mouth, whether negative or positive, or vibrations you are putting out there in the universe, as Dwayne was talking about, creative vision boards, boards that you put up on your wall and you put up pictures of the things that you want, the cars, the lifestyle, and you. These are vision boards, your thoughts, your affirmations, when you speak power words to yourself. Okay, the law of attraction, whatever you're speaking, seeing, feeling is very important that you put your feelings on it. Whatever it is, whether it be negative or positive, you're going to draw those things to you. That is the power of the law of attraction, magnetization. Then, as Dwayne says, when we get into the law of action, we are talking about electrifying, action, movement, electricity, where you're moving, which is the opposite of magnetizing. Action is moving, where you're taking advantage of the things that you are drawing to you. Once you start thinking and once you start feeling, you start storing in your subconscious mind and in your nervous system the ideas that you want. Then there's something that takes over in your mind called the ROS. reticular activating system, where it starts looking for that which you want. Let's say you want to buy a new red Corvette. Then all of a sudden you buy that red Corvette, and all you see on the streets are red Corvettes. That's your ROS working, your reticular activating system, where you can make that work for yourself by being having a definite purpose, by being clear on that which you want, a clear vision of what you want, and then you will start naturally looking for that which you want, and you will start attracting that which you want because you are taking action on it. It is a yin and yang cycle. It's cause and effect. You create the proper cause, you will get the proper effect. This is the side, this is the law, man. This is the way the universe works. Whether you're going for wealth, whether you're going for health, whether you're going for positive relationships, because prosperity and abundance is more than just money. It's about lifestyle. It's about attitude. It's about relationships. It's about your wellness. It's about winning. Winning. When you're watching a fight, I'm watching a fight the other day, and boxers are boxing. Bam, bam, bam. Then all of a sudden, the guy who was kept hitting this guy with the left jab, boom, boom, boom. Then he went away from the left jab, and the announcer says he couldn't stand prosperity. Ha! So prosperity is also winning. It's not just money. It includes money, but it's winning in your life on every level, man. And so we have to define that for ourselves and win for ourselves and understand that. So, yeah, these laws, if we practice these laws, and there are many of them, they work.
You know, something that's coming to mind, I've written a book that's called Another Chance, Where Would You Be Without One? And the reason why I wrote that particular book was that people look at The Secret and they see the genie and they sit in the house and they visualize a car. And just what you're saying, you know, faith without works is dead. And all the vision boards and all the imagining in the world, if you don't get off your behind and actually take steps toward a goal, there will be no realization. So I'm going to say something, and I would like for you to punctuate this for me, Daryl. I believe that if we do some really simple equations here, one, get your behind out to bed 1 hour earlier than you get up every day. If you do that, you're going to gain between 3 up to 6 weeks more time over the year of productivity in your life. That's number one. The other thing that I am a firm believer in is that if you set 5 goals every day, and let's say 2 of them go straight to hell, but the other 3 you actually happen to achieve, at the end of the month, you will have done 90 things beyond at least 90 things positive towards something that you envision, hope for, believe in, or that you're seeking. At the end of the year, that's 1,080 things that you will have achieved toward an ultimate goal, which if you do that and you are an imbecile, you will still have moved in a very significant way toward manifestation of something in your life. The other thing, just as I told my son Aaron the other day when I was having dinner with him, it's, son, if you want to make it in this world, you need to take what is your natural gift, and here's how you know what that is, ladies and gentlemen. That is a gift that even your worst enemy has to admit that you're good at. So they may not be able to kind of stand your behind, but they have to admit you can sing. They have to admit you're funny. They have to admit you're a good athlete, that you're a great artist, or that you can cook or do whatever it is, or maybe you're just a compassionate kind person. So that gift, once discovered, you amplify that gift through education and through practice and through rehearsal. And then the last thing that I was saying when I was talking to my son is, whatever you do for a living, be it for yourself or for other people, make yourself so significant in how you do it that someone else cannot live without you. In other words, you get paid according to value, because if I can go and replace you with some guy at a day labor pool, chances are you're not making very much money. Now, with those things said, Daryl, what would you add to that potpourri to to become wise enough to move forward?
All that you said is so powerful, so positive, and I can tell you are great at math. You like numbers. So what I would add to that, is this, literally, because we have people who are doing what they love, and doing what they love, and they're out at the beach performing. We have people who have tremendous talent and who are homeless. We have people who have skills and they're just not able to make money. So what they have to do, we have to learn how do we turn our purpose and our passion into profit, okay? Because people just say, I just want to do what I love. But a lot of people are making money doing that. So you have to be able to change that and turn that into profit. And in order to turn it into profit, you have to start studying money and financial accumulation. So Dwayne said earlier about financial IQ. Well, we have to look at financial literacy also. Financial literacy is information about wealth and information about wealth build. Okay, so then once we have that information, we have to create our financial IQ. And all financial IQ simply is the money that you're able to make off your financial literacy, off your information. And the more money you make, the higher your financial IQ. So financial literacy and financial IQ go hand in hand. So no matter how old you are, how young, do not be afraid, especially if you're going after something like Dwayne and I, going after comedy and obtaining fame without fortune. So we had to say, well, hold up. What is the universe trying to tell me? Oh, the universe is trying to tell me expand my brand, expand our brand, and expand our information. So we started reading books and following what do the wealthy do. And the wealthy do some really amazing things, man. They learn about financial vehicles like the stock market, the Forex market. They learn about real estate. They learn about investing. They learn about how to sell on eBay. They learn about things that have nothing to do. Now, listen to this real good. That have nothing to do with your talent, nothing to do with what you were born with. These are vehicles that will exist without you when you're here or not here. They're going to exist anyway. So what we are able to do is take advantage of these financial vehicles that already exist, jump on them, learn them, master them, make money on them. And now that we're making money, we can really do what we love because we can finance our dreams. We can finance the things that we want to do. And all of a sudden, what my brother and I did, and I'm going to turn it over to Dwayne, what my brother and I did, as we were going for money, we fell in love with going for money's sake and becoming fascinated by the financial vehicles and learning about these vehicles. And then what we did, man, took what you said, our natural talent of speaking, our natural of using humor, and what we do now, brother, is prosperity seminars, teaching about wealth building, teaching about the stock market, teaching about the mindset, the Forex market, the eBay, and bringing our talents of humor and being able to present information and sharing with the people about wealth and wealth building and wealth vehicles. And in turn, we created a program called the Wealth Portal. And this is what we do. We brought it all together, man, all of it together. And that's what we do. And that's what the universe told us. Do something for yourself. Create more value for yourself and go out there and share the needs with the people, because we know wealth building is having solutions and solving a problem. And one of the major problems that people have today is that they are suffering from that financial disease that we call broke-itis, empty pocket syndrome, inflammation of the credit card, constipation of the bank account. You know, when you put something in and won't nothing come out, we're talking about constipation of that bank account. So we want to open that up because prosperity is here right now.
Now, one thing I do, because I'm definitely going to hit your brother with these questions, Dwayne, here's what I want to talk about. First, let me do a little educating of people. But Forex is something that a lot of people only think is a condom company, but to be honest, it's about money. F-O-R-E-X, I suggested you guys Google it, and here's my take on where I would like to see this conversation go. Money often, lack thereof, should I say, controls most people. However, when you learn how to get involved with indices and get involved with the understanding of the value and the fluctuating value of various currencies around the world, and I'm talking about NYAC, lira, pounds, quid, the American dollar, all these other things, as you learn, one, how these systems work, because they are all governed by either something that's social, something that's political, something that's graphical, something that has to do with an environmental or industrial protocols, then you can start benefiting from the fluctuation of these various instruments. And when I say instruments, I'm not talking about horns and banjos. I'm talking about dollar bills, you know. So I would like for you to speak, first of all, and educate these people, Dwayne, on what is the Forex and how does that affect us here in, well, not, this is a global program, so I don't want to just say the U.S. dollar, but the U.S. dollar and the pound are definitely standards for the valuation of money. But would you kind of just give us a quick education, Dwayne, on the Forex and on the system that you guys have created that will help all of us benefit? Okay, Dwayne, did you pick that up? All right, it sounds like we have.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me? I don't know what happened to
Dwayne.
Can
you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yes, Dwayne. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
First, I wanted to say Forex is not a condom. That's the first thing. Not a condom. Now, so the second thing is this. The Forex is a $6 trillion a day industry. It is the biggest trading market in the world. It's dealing with currency. When I say currency, I mean the country's dollar. The euro, which is the euro dollar, the U.S. dollar, which is the U.S. dollar, the Japanese, the yen, the pound, British pound, the Swiss, all these different names of money for the country. What the Forex does is the exchange market does is play one against the other. So I'm trading the U.S. dollar against the euro. I'm trading the U.S. dollar against the British pound. I'm trading the euro against the Japanese yen. So it doesn't matter. So within a currency pair, say if I'm dealing with the euro-U.S. dollar, which is a currency pair, whichever is on the left side is the strongest. So if the dollar is going up, that currency pair will go down. If the euro is going up, that currency pair will go up. So what I'm trying to say is, how does the answer to your question is anybody can do it. In 1958, they opened it up to the public where anybody can start trading. What was it? Was that the year, Daryl?
No, it was 1998 when the internet, the Forex was started in 58.
In 1958. So in 1998?
1998, when the internet arrived, is when it opened up to the everyday people. The Forex market was started in 58.
Well, the average person in 1998 could trade. So you can trade. A lot of people think that you need big money to trade. You need thousands and thousands of dollars. One can start with whatever that particular broker says is the smallest amount you can put in. So you may can put in $100, $200, $300. So it's open to everybody. It's just not for the super rich. Your banks do. They trade in the Forex. They may charge you. They may give you 1% a year on your money, but they're making 5-10% a day on your money. So the banks are ripping you off. So you cut out the middleman, which is the banks, and you learn how to trade yourself. Why we love the Forex better than any other market, because it's open 24/7. It's only closed from Friday to Sunday. It's the only time it's closed. Then after that, it's open 24 hours a day. Being entertainers, since we perform at night, we love it because we sleep in the day. So we love the Forex market because we can trade anytime. Everyone should learn how to trade. Do you know that it's Asians in Japan, women, who are trading Forex because the husbands are working so hard, 12 hours a day, and they're not working. They have to figure out a way how to bring more money into the household. So you have a women, you have a legion of Japanese women that are trading in the Forex. Now, guess what the husbands want to do? They want to stay home. Now, check this out. 4 years ago, it was a Forex contest. They wanted, you know, it, they all traded, was given $100,000 to see who could make the most money in a month. Do you know that a African-American came in, was first runner-up, and the number one winner was a pastor from Nigeria? Now, we hear about sports, we hear about athletes, we hear about preachers, we hear about all these things, but we never heard about that story, that the runner-up was an African-American out of Detroit, and the winner was a pastor from Nigeria. Is that incredible? So wow. We just want to say that they keep this quiet because they don't want the average person to know they don't have to wait on anybody to make as much money as they want when they learn to trade. If black folks know how to look at hieroglyphics and look at pyramids, you can look at a chart and read a chart and learn how to trade. And that's what we do.
Now, here's the question I'll ask. Okay. Well, let me say this real quick, because I know that a lot of people around the world are waiting for me to ask you this question. Where's the entry point? I mean, is there a place where you go and go through somebody like Charles Schwab, Fidelity? Do you go through the broker-dealer at your local bank? I mean, how do people take the first step? And I'm going to say this, and this is not anything these guys have paid me to say. I'm going to tell you, audience around the world, go to their website and take a class, because before you put $1 into anything, you might want to educate yourself about what you're doing. I'm just saying. But I'm just saying. And we're going to give their website out a little bit later. And no, this is not a hustle. No, this is not one of these pyramid schemes. I don't do that shit on my show, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening to this program, I can assure you the sole intent of my program is to educate and inform you and to cause you to sit back and think about your life and think about your contribution to the lives of others and the relevance of you and your community and your family. So that's why you don't hear commercials on this program. That's why you don't hear me. Seldom will I even endorse or promote anybody's books or anything like that, because I am very, very much dedicated to protecting you, my listener. The reason why we're going here with this conversation today is it is my intent that you listen to this because it can change your life. Now, with that said, fellas, would you please let them know what are the gateways, once they get a little education on this thing, for them to enter into dealing with these markets?
Well, what you want to look at is, like, you know, you mentioned Schwab, but there are Forex brokers that you can deal with. One is called FXDB.com. Let me give you a little information that people can do. They can go to www.fxdb.com. That is appropriate. They can sign up and get a demo account, okay, and they can trade without putting their money in. That's the first thing you want to do. Now, you know, when you put your money in, that's a whole other emotional level. Now, what we do is, you can just Google Forex brokers, and a lot of them have come up. You can only deal with an American broker if you're in America now, because they can change that game. Because international brokers give you more leverage and you can make more money, and you're doing business in that country, so you have to pay taxes. So they have changed that game, but we have a way around that too. What we're trying to say is, and then we teach the Forex. Now, we teach that through, when one goes to our website, thewealthportalinc.com, that's INC.com, and they sign up and so they can get on our newsletter. But we do teach classes. In fact, we're teaching a class now every Tuesday and Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And we teach it over the Internet. So I don't have to go to your house and teach you. You don't have to come to some seminar for me to train you. You can learn from the privacy of your own home where you'll be trading from anyway. And we have a nice, nice trading strategy that we call set it and leave it. That means you're not sitting up there trading all day. You just make the trade. Next day, you see where you're at, how much profit you're in, take your profit. You know, you go about your business. So while you're, when you make the trade, you can go do whatever you want to do because we lazy. They're now
hey,
lazy.
Hey, Dwayne, what's the free course that's online?
Oh, yeah, babypips.com. Everyone can go to babypips.com. Did you want to explain that, Daryl?
Yeah, you go to babypips.com, and for those of you who are at all interested in the Forex market, and please get interested. This is a $6 trillion a day industry. They're not teaching you this in college. They're not teaching you this information in traditional education, but yet thousands of people around the world, average everyday people, are trading in the privacy of their own home, managing their money properly, and literally making money because they learn how to read a chart, learn about pattern recognition, learn how to make a trade with buying and selling, and it is not gambling. You know what you're doing. And, again, people, banks are doing it, as Dwayne's saying it, so why can't you do it, too? So,
I want to say what you just said with the babypips.com, why that site is so important, because it's for the average person. College course, from preschool all the way to college, it shows you step-by-step, gives you the language of the Forex. And we always say this is a good prerequisite to our training, because 80% of the Forex is language. What I mean by that is in the stock market, when the stock goes up, you call it points. It went up 100 points. It went up 20 points. It went up 200 points. In the currency market or the Forex market, you call it pips, P-I-P-S. The currency pair you're dealing with went up 200 pips. So this is the first time that pips don't need Gladys. You don't need glasses with this one. So we want everybody to understand the language of the Forex. But basically, it's the same as the stock market. It moves in the same way. It just moves faster. And instead of dealing with businesses like you do in the stock market, you're dealing with countries.
Yeah. And people really, really need to realize one thing. They really need to get this in their head, because people are under illusion about the stock market and the Forex market. They think you only make money when it's going up. Well, you also can make money when it's going down. That's why you learn the information, learn how to read a chart, and then you can get countries doing good or is doing bad, just like whether business is doing well or doing bad in the stock market. Whether it's up or down, you can grab money with right knowledge.
You know, one thing that I want to just highlight here before time gets short on us is, people, please listen to this. You are not going to have you're not going to have the government take care of you. And as a matter of fact, if you look at the cost of living adjustments, and I'm familiar with the United States, so I'm not familiar with what's going on in England or in Canada and Australia, what have you. But I can tell you this. I just signed this wonderful author, Julie Dash, to our company. And Julie was talking to me about the country of Barbados and the economy. And down there, if you buy anything, it because of having to get it shipped overseas, what have you, the price on things doubles. So those of you that are living and the Caribbean and in the Virgin Islands, you more than anybody understand that you need to hedge your bets financially in order to have a secure future for your family. Now, am I advocating that you jump your behind up and start doing this stuff and just go into your stockbroker and let them make decisions on your behalf? The answer to that would be a big hell no. However, if you educate yourself, God has blessed you to have enough common sense. And if you're going to do this, take the time to make sure that you understand that you are meant to prosper. You are meant to be happy. you are meant to have longevity and be in good health and have something to leave your children's children. However, if you don't get off your behind and take the steps to do that, don't get mad when you are living like a Hurricane Katrina victim. You know, because one thing I noticed about that, and I'm going to say this, I had some people in my office, very beautiful couple from New Orleans, and the young man made a comment. He said, you know what, dude, I noticed something. Now, this is someone who was devastated by Hurricane Katrina. He said, the people that were trying to better themselves, Hurricane Katrina catalyzed them. And they really went to school, and they relocated. Some of them may or may not have come back, but because of tragedy, they triumphed. So what I'm going to say to you, listening audience, is that if your life right now is upside down financially, it is no accident through the laws of attraction that we were discussing earlier that you chose. You may listen to this program. And people around the globe listen to us every week, you know, twice a week, so I'm thankful for that. But today, especially this moment right now, if you're listening to the sound of our collective voices, you are not listening to this program by accident. And I'm going to dare to suggest to you that between the Mooney brothers, between everything that you're hearing them tell you, this is a jump-off point for you to quit having less than you deserve. And Dwayne and Daryl have some things that they're getting ready to share with you right now where you can go ahead and go to their websites. And, again, this is not a sales pitch, folks. So, you know, for those of you that are running around trying to sell coffee and stuff and a pyramid scheme to make money, this is not that. So don't let the smooth taste fool you. The reason that I had these brothers on the show today is because I firmly believe that they have, through educating you and enlightening you, have the potential to offer you something that can change your life. So with that said, Dwayne or Daryl, whichever one, please give the audience contact information like websites, emails, and phone numbers. And right after they do that, I'm going to come right back with a final word.
Yes. First of all, everybody, get literate about what's out there making money. Get it with a financial vehicle, real estate, internet marketing, powerful stock market, forex market, anything that's going to bring you residual and income. Even if you become an entrepreneur, get you some information, learn how to market it, read you three books on the subject, and do you a seminar if you can speak. I mean, come on, let's get with this, let's make it happen. Control your own economy, whatever the American economy or the world economy is, you have some control over your personal economy. Dwayne, you want to give them information, brother?
Yes. You can go to the website, thewealthportalinc.com. One can sign up and become a member. You can also, my email is MooneySuccess@yahoo.com. It's MooneySuccess@yahoo.com. And, Daryl, you can give out your number for the people to call.
Yeah, give me a call, 424-652-1082. That's 424-652-1082.
Let's make it happen together.
No, go ahead.
I said, just let's make it happen together, man. We want to get to the Caribbean. We want to get to the Bahamas. We want to get to Africa. People of color need this message all over the world.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I think whatever color you are, whether it's white, brown, yellow, green, polka dot, or you look like Michael Jackson, whatever's going on with you, you definitely, definitely need to make sure that you and yours are provided for and that you have a stake in the game. Because if not, I promise you this, God helps those who help themselves. I want to thank both and Daryl Mooney, and I want to thank Paul Mooney for having these young men come from his loins, because your family has changed so much in Hollywood. All those laughs, ladies and gentlemen, that you've seen with Red Fox, Dave Chappelle, Richard Pryor, Dick Gregory, Chris Rock, Bill Maher, George Lopez, Steve Harvey, Dale Hughley, these three men have been the source of a great deal of the things that have made you smile. So, hey, guys, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, audience, before we go, I just want to leave you with a couple of final thoughts, all right? First thing, let's do a quick recap. Educate yourself. Quit putting your financial future in the hands of people that are just basically making a commission off of you. These people, I guarantee you, man, they don't care if you win or lose your money half the time, and the only reason they do care is they want to keep making another commission off of you. So if you learn to do these things for yourself, you can save a lot of money while making a lot of money. That's number one. Now, get your pen and paper out, and I'm going to give you some things that you need to take with you from today's program. Ready? Here we go. Get the paper out. Get the pen out. And for those of you that don't have one, scribble this on whatever you have to write on. The first thing, if you want to significantly change your life, I want you to set 5 reasonable goals every day. And I didn't say climb Mount Everest. I mean little bitty stuff like go mail a letter, make 1 phone call, make sure you read another chapter in that book. Just, you know, 5 little goals. If you achieve just 3 of them, that's 90 things a month that you will have achieved towards something in your life. At the end of the year, that's 1,080 things that you will have done to move you towards your destiny. Next thing, identify what your gifts are. That's right, those things that even your worst enemy has to admit that you do well. If that's baking a cake, if that's being kind to people, if that's an athletic ability, the ability to make people laugh, make people sing, once you identify that gift, then study it and perfect it. That will convert to money. I guarantee you it's better to have 3 great ideas than $3,000 because your ideas will make you a wealthy person. 3 grand, all it's going to do is you're going to have it, it's going to be gone in about a month. Next thing that I'm going to suggest that you do is make yourself indispensable. If you are doing nothing but being a delivery boy, if you are a garbage man, put yourself in a position where someone says, that, you know what, if he or she is not here today, things just aren't right. And then last but not least, know for a fact that your life goes way beyond you and what you think you're capable of doing. Now, this Forex thing, I guarantee you, it's not a hustle. We did not put this show on today to try to get you guys to go and sign up for some pyramid scheme, nothing like that. This is really a way to not put yourself so much at risk and at the hands of domestic markets, but because the world now is becoming flat, meaning that it's a level playing field all around the globe, and if you have access to the Internet or a computer, you have the potential to write your own future as opposed to leaving it in the hands of other people. Now, if you do any of what I just said to you, I assure you, your life will change for the better. I want to send a special shout-out to a friend at KAZI Radio in Austin, Texas, Steve Savage. My dude, I love you. Hope all is going well with you, bro. And then, as normal, I'm going to leave you with this. Oh, one other thing, some more housekeeping. This Sunday's program at 7:30, we will have Mr. Michael Basden in the house as our special guest. We're going to be talking about Michael's project, and we're surely, I know you ladies out there want to go, why do men cheat? Why is it he's not enough for me? And we're definitely going to go knee-deep into that conversation with Michael Basden on Sunday's program. So with that said, I think that's a wrap. Julia, get the music ready. Now, if you are looking for someone to love you, stop it. Just look in the mirror, because if you want to really and truly be loved, you really want to be validated, and you really want to matter, that starts with you loving, validating, and mattering to yourself. Can't nobody love you like you. But I do. I love you. Hey, have a great week. You've been listening to Conversations with Dr. D. Yvonne Young. Talk to you Sunday night. Bye now.